This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Apparently, and I don't know if it was some special trip or what's going on, but Justin Fields was in Dubai, and it got out this morning that he was there and he was not here in the States. So, you know, his agent is handling all of this business, and ultimately he gets a deal.
Man, the Starbucks in Dubai doesn't play around. You see his coffee?
But he wasn't the only one there. Apparently, Justin Fields is with Micah Parsons, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson.
Also, I just work here.
We've heard. So I don't know if they're over there for some kind of function or something. And the guys in the NFL, they travel, and it's right. Cool. But point is, Justin wasn't the only one over there, and word got out like, oh, what are they doing over there? Don't know. But they're all in Dubai, and they're hanging out.
Podcast. It
really would be.
You know Mike likes to do that.
And he probably will talk about it when he gets back. But I say that to say Parsons, or should I say Fields, gets a new deal. We know Kyle and Bijan obviously are here with us, and both are still under contract.
So. This is a contract year for Kyle Pitts. You know, if he balls out – hopefully we'll have the good problem of maybe franchise tagging and we're doing a long-term deal. If he doesn't, he'll likely be released. I mean, not released, he'll just be a free agent.
Correct. All right, let's grab some phone calls. 404-726-0929. Let's talk to Yo in Atlanta. Yo, how are you feeling about what's going on with the Falcons? Hey, man.
I'm loving what's going on with the Falcons. Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Good, bro.
I'm doing good, man. Listen, I'm going to say this like this. When Mr. Bell was going to get his brand new Corvette, he didn't just give his old Corvette to Cars for Kids. He traded it in because it had value. And that's the same thing we're looking at with Kirk Cousins. What I don't want the Falcons to get into a habit of is what the Atlanta Hawks have gotten in a habit of. They're sitting here looking at Clint Capela like, oh, he's our future. He's our defensive stalwart, but we don't play him. And so we sit here and we look at Garrett. I'm like, listen, I love Grady, but let's be honest. You can't be last in the NFL and still make that kind of money.
Right.
So, yes, we didn't give him anybody next to him for, what was that, 9 years, I believe? That is on the front office. It's not just Terry. That's also Dimitrov. So we have to start looking at getting younger, bigger, stronger, and faster. That being said, first round, we go defensive tackle. Second round, I want a dog, and that is going to be Jarrett Wilson because we need to replace our center. Love you guys. Take care.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just mention Ryan Neusel, who did a nice job stepping in, and Carl and I, again, we have no idea what their intentions are, if they feel that Neusel can take over or not. I mean, but yeah, the last time that Grady Jarrett played with some really good dudes, it was Dontari Poe, Courtney Upshaw, Debo, Brooks Reed. Remember Vic Beasley was actually pretty good in 16?
Sure.
You know, Devondre Campbell was here, that rookie class from 16. And then eventually guys either got hurt or had to get paid and left. And unfortunately, Grady, to his point, I said this to you last week, and I think you agree, It's tough because you love this guy so much. He's heart and soul. But when you are part of a really bad defense, I just don't think anyone is irreplaceable. So the Falcons offer him to take a pay cut. Todd France says no. There's still a good market for Grady. So that's how the cookie crumbled. Jake got a bit of a raise. He got more money in the form of a contract extension. They probably wanted Grady to take a cut. And so Grady said no. He wound up making $28 million guaranteed on a deal with the Bears.
Yeah, and look, I've said all along, Mike, I do agree with you that there is no one should be untouchable. Everybody's got to be looked at and evaluated. And then if the money comes into play, let's just say they said, hey, Grady's still a hell of a player. By the way, I think he is. I think he's going to be fine in Chicago.
And maybe this last year, because it's still a full year coming off the ACL, mm-hmm. he'll bounce back. I don't know. Some guys feel you get at this stage of his career, you don't bounce back.
And even if they said that we feel like he's a really good player, the money was the key thing. And so that's just the way it is. But right. You know what? For all the years that we've said, oh, they don't make tough decisions. Oh, they fall in love with guys. Oh, they keep guys too long. Not right. Not this decision.
This is what they should.
Not this one.
This is what they should have done with Julio at the end when he wanted that raise. So I'll trade your buddy. Go get some draft picks.
Yeah. So for everybody that's feeling some kind of way, I would hope that you understand that that's the other side of this. That. Okay, maybe the front office and maybe the people who are making these decisions, Mike, realize we do need to cut the cord. We got to move on, and we can't afford certain things. Let's talk to Tinker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tinker, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I'm at the point now where if it was good enough for Gene Hackman, it's good enough for me. Let's do all replacement players. just get it down to the skull and bones. Give Winston a contract. Give him a contract, some shoulder pads. I'm going to tell you right now, Winston, I know he can cause some havoc in that backfield. That's what I'm ready for.
Man, I know that we've got to come up with some players. We're just curious, you know, where is this going to go? The part of this, and this is where Jeff Oldbrook really, man, this defensive coaching staff's got to maximize the talent. The youth will be served. You know, Troy Anderson's got to stay on the field. Rook's got to be impactful. You know, Dorless, we talked about. All the guys that they've accumulated over the years, these last couple draft picks, this is the year that Zach Harrison's got to play like the dude he looks like. He's a monster. We need Arnold Ebiketie to find that next gear. But you're going to have to go draft a fire-breathing edge rusher, whether it's a Jalen Walker or a Michael Williams, or, you know, take any Green from Marshall. But they've got to, Carl, they've got to nail this draft. Just like you said earlier, it's 2016 truly all over again. A great offense, but tons of question marks on defense.
Angelo and McDonough, what's going on? You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, man. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all. We're expecting them to all of a sudden get things right. And everything they've done is just indicative of a brain trust that's more like a brain musk. It stinks. It stinks to high head. Heck, you got Kyle Pitts, who every game I was at last year as a season ticket holder, lollygagged his tail around the field. We brought back Kirk Cousins on a deal. He was coming off an Achilles injury. That's a difficult thing to come to. It was bound to happen to where he would have a setback. So, no, I'm not feeling it. I want, for once in our team's history, for us to be able to go out and get some of those blue chip players.
We have not done that. Well, check that. Appreciate the phone call, first of all, Angelo. We haven't done that in a few years. We did do it with Jesse Bates. We did do it with Alex Mack. These are all periods right. in time where there's a specific need. We had enough money because we had just gotten out of cap hell. And you go, we're going to go get the best safety on the market. It was Jesse Bates. Money well spent. We're going to go get Mack as our center. Money well spent. But you don't do that every year. And even though the teams this year are going out and spending, you know, it fluctuates because everybody goes through these periods. But here's the deal, Mike, and this is the reality, and I understand why Angelo feels the way he does. We are trying to overcome what ultimately turned into a bad decision, and it's the Cousins' money.
Right.
It's why I think the Grady situation played out the way it did, and whether you think Grady is good or bad or indifferent, I think he's probably here if we don't have to deal with this. But because of it, you're having to cut in more places than you want, and you're having to cut back and save. Either way, I just feel like that is where Angelo, we're trying to overcome. Mm. And the only way to do this, and it sucks for everybody involved.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is to put it behind you. You've got to just try to move on from it. And the problem is, Mike, it's lingering and affecting right. decisions that we need now.
Well, as D-Ledge has laid out, we got to fill six holes on this defense. You know, it could come from within, you know, as the next man up, as far as those rookies I just referenced. But if you look at the last game of the season, the guys that were starting, Dahlman's gone. You know, Judon, we knew he was going to be leaving.
Right.
Carter, we knew he was going to be leaving. We already talked about, you know, Bertrand is a rookie. Who am I thinking of? Nate Landman, those guys. It's not an impactful defense. So we are literally repeating ourselves from 2016 when we said last segment, I need three starters, you nitwits, and you better get it. And the guys you drafted have got to step in. Because unless we restructure some of those guys we've already mentioned that are hopefully have a long future with us, like Lindstrom and AJ, maybe Jesse, you don't have a lot of cap space. So at the end of the day, look at the Commanders. Commanders are making moves. They just made a trade for Laremy Tunsil. They brought in Debo, right? How are they doing? Well, they're on a rookie quarterback. They're on Jaden Daniels' rookie deal.
That's right.
If we're on Michael Penix Jr.'s rookie deal, and he had all season to start, and we don't ever get in bed with Kirk Cousins, we've got room. We're doing all we can be doing all the things that other teams are doing on rookie quarterback deals. We are now back into a form of cap hell, which I think a lot of fans weren't expecting to come back so quickly after just getting out of it in 2021.